This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked and locked, blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy. Amit in Massachusetts, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning, Dr. Shealy.
Hi.
Thank you both for taking my call. I believe I have already sent an advanced question for you. Maybe Vincent had time to convey it to you. My question is quite simple. What, if any, test is available for checking the level of fluoride in our bodies?
So, yeah, the question class is there a test that can be performed to determine the level of fluoride in our bodies? And I assume that means the current circulating level plus maybe what's in our tissue and bones, etc. Is there such a test, Dr. Shealy?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
And I consider any level poison.
No, but is there a test to determine the level of fluoride?
Well, again, as far as I know, I've never tested because I consider it all poison, but I will look it up and see.
Okay. So we're going to check that for you, Amit. And
okay.
And what we're doing, Dr. Shealy, I and others in the class, we're doing everything we can to minimize the fluoride that enters our bodies. However, if we get a can of green beans or a can of soup, it's typically made with municipal water. And so that can of soup, the can of corn, the beans, the baked beans, whatever we eat, probably if it's processed with water, probably got fluoride on it, in it.
Okay, by the way, there is a blood test, and the average so-called range is 1 to 4 micromoles per liter. And anything greater than that can cause all kinds of problems, including periostitis and infertility and death.
Okay, so the range is low of 1 to a high of 4 micromoles per liter. So that, for those of you who have studied chemistry, you remember a little bit about moles and Avogadro's number. Amit, does that answer your question, or do you have further?
Yes, I think that answers it quite well. But I'm tempted to add another thought that aluminum toxicity is also quite common. And I've heard that aluminum alone can open the blood-brain barrier. Is that true as well?
So what Amit is asking is about aluminum toxicity in the blood, and does the aluminum pass through the blood-brain barrier and cause damage?
Yes, indeed. Aluminum is exquisitely dangerous to the brain. It can cause you to lose your sense of taste and smell and all kinds of other problems. And, of course, the aluminum industry is responsible for the fluoridation of water. It's a byproduct of aluminum mining, and the idiots had a national contest back in the 40s to get rid of the fluoride, and the Dental Association took them up.
Dr. Shealy, I remember...
Yes, I just wanted to add that aluminum, what I have heard is that aluminum does not need any helper or assistant or doesn't have anything other than aluminum, it can alone open the blood-brain barrier. That's what I have specifically heard.
Yes, it does damage or go through the blood-brain barrier.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Shealy and Amit, I remember a story years ago that the aluminum industry had a problem with disposing of the waste products that were used in making aluminum. So they dumped it on some farms, and I guess some farmers had some land, and they said, I'll just go ahead and put it over there. I'm sure they were compensated for it. But then what they found out was, after it rained, that the cattle would just stand around and drink out of a puddle and died. Have you heard that story as well, Dr. Shealy?
Yes, but I've never seen the details of it.
Right. I've not seen the details either. But this was, many, many years ago, probably a couple decades ago, that this...
Fluoride is poison, in my opinion, period.
Mm-hmm. Amit,
there's
back
no
to you.
Natural need for it.
Amit, back to you.
Yeah, thank you. That's all I wanted to know, so it is helpful. So I know the range and the number. So I also recall mole related to molecular weight. So that reminds me of my high school or college chemistry.
Oh, yeah, Avogadro's number.
Thank you, Dr. Steele.
Yeah, mole theory, yeah. All right, Amit, thank you so much for being with us. Kathy in Ohio, welcome.
Hi, Vince. Hi, Dr. Steele. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I have a couple questions. I'm reading that there's a lot of myocarditis and pericarditis, and I'm reading that once you have it, a lot of people, it shortens their lifespan, and I thought it was like 3 to 5 years and that they would probably succumb to it or have some serious problems by that time if they didn't have it right away. Is that true, and is there anything that you can do about that if you were to get that?
A great question, Kathy. There's no question there seems to be a marked increase in pericarditis, in heart disease of all kinds from the vaccines. In my opinion, if you somehow are forced into taking it, I would take 150,000 units of vitamin D3 3 days in a row, and I would get intravenous vitamin C 50 to 75 grams 3 days in a row to see if that might somehow block some of the poison. I guarantee it's safe to do that, but I can't guarantee it will stop the pericarditis.
Okay. But once you, and if you do get it, let's say you get diagnosed with it, there's not much you can do, is there, once you get it?
Then I would at least still try at least 5 doses of vitamin C IV to see what effect that would have on your immune system.
Okay. My other question, Dr. Shealy, is, a lot of people are having trouble breathing. All of a sudden, they can't breathe, and then they go to the ER. And is there anything someone can do at home to help themselves with that? And let's say you wind up in the ER. Is there any way that you can, is there anything else that can be done so that you don't get put on a ventilator?
I don't know that. I do not work in an emergency room, and I have no experience with that. But I know of nothing you use it at home, for sure.
Okay. Okay.
Dr. Shealy, what about a rescue inhaler, Dr. Shealy? I'm talking about, what about a rescue inhaler should someone have trouble, getting enough oxygen into his or her lungs?
Because I don't know how good they are for this particular kind of thing, but it wouldn't hurt to try it. But I can't guarantee that they would help with a viral infection.
Okay, yeah. And what I'm talking about is albuterol or Xopenex. Xopenex,
yeah.
Spelled with an X.
Certainly can be tried, but...
And Kathy's absolutely right, Dr. Shealy. What my experience was... that even young people, I've seen young people after school, they'll run a few laps around the school building, and then they'll bend over and jam a rescue inhaler in their mouth and inhale it because they're out of breath. And I don't remember that being the case, you know, in the 1950s, the 1960s, 1970s.
I agree.
Yeah. Kathy, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that and just the fact that I'm not sure if it's what's going on today, but there's so many people that all of a sudden it seems like people are just having trouble breathing. And I don't know, Dr. Shaley or Vince, do you guys know, like, what could be causing this? It just seems like I'm reading it, like, all over, and I'm talking to people. And the worst place, in a lot of cases, I mean, I know they save lives, but I really wouldn't want to have to go to the hospital right now.
I have some thoughts. I'd like to hear Dr. Shaley's first, though. Dr. Shaley?
Well, all I can say is I believe that the world toxicity goes up exponentially every year. It's not just what's going on now. The toxicity has been increasing since the Industrial Revolution began.
Kathy, I mentioned domestic terrorists early in the broadcast class today. And these are these planes that fly crisscross across the skies, and then you see the trail, the chemical trail behind them, and then it feathers out, and then the sky becomes occluded, and you know, it's not as bright, it's overcast looking, and this is happening all the time, like every day, and so if you want to see what this looks like, you can go out at night. And I believe you have an LED flashlight that has a focus type pattern where you can have a wide angle or a narrow focus. You can take that LED light, and if you're standing where there aren't a lot of street lights and home lights and those kinds of things lighting up the sky, if you're in a dark area and just point that straight up, you won't believe what you see. So you can have the wide pattern of the LED light, or you can have the narrow, you know, pinpoint type of a beam, zoom in or zoom out. You won't believe what you're breathing. And this is at night, okay? This is at night when the air is still. You won't believe. It looks like a dust storm. I'm not exaggerating. Yes. Have you ever done? Yes.
The other thing that I've noticed for the last 3 or 4 years is there is never what I call a deep blue sky. It always is a pale blue, as if there's some haze that fills the sky that keeps us from getting, well, it interferes with sunlight even getting through.
That's exactly what I was talking about this morning when we started the broadcast class. I was looking up and I was watching these terrorists spray the skies, and now we went from a nice normal sky to an overcast light blue sky. Exactly what you're talking about, Dr. Shaley. And it seems to be endless. And until this country runs out of money, or we break these airplanes that are designed to poison the planet, until that happens, I don't think we're going to have a nice, clear, deep blue sky. It needs to stop. And just as a side comment, when the Russians launched a satellite to explode and put debris into the atmosphere of the Earth with all these projectiles that are going to take out other satellites, some people thought, how dare they do it? I was thinking, what a great idea. Fewer satellites, and maybe Musk will say, it's too risky out there, it's too dangerous with too many particles floating around.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected
injected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. And you can go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. There are other ways of getting there, but that's the way I remember it the best and the easiest. And for going on 11 years, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. 417-351-5221 is the clinic number, Dr. Shealy's clinic, 417-351-5221. Kathy is with us. Kathy, you were talking about heart disease. Please continue.
I do have another question. I did understand about Dr. Shealy talking about magnesium, and I stocked up very well for that, and I do take it. And I also read that a lot of people are very dehydrated. They're not drinking enough water, and sometimes that can attribute. I don't know if that's true or not, Dr. Shealy, or how you feel about that.
Well, as far as, you know, it's a question of city water. I consider all city water with fluoride in it poison. However, it's slightly better than not drinking adequate water. But if you live in a city where the water is fluoridated, you should have at least a Berkey filter or something to get rid of the fluoride. And if you weigh 100 pounds, you need half that much in ounces. You need 50 ounces of water. Half of the, in other words, half of your body weight in pounds in ounces of water.
Yeah, class, what Dr. Shealy is saying is that if you weigh 100 pounds, half of that 100 is 50. So you should be drinking 50 ounces of water every day. And the best water.
If you're 200 pounds, you need 100 ounces.
Right, right. And if you're 300 pounds, you need to eat less and exercise more.
Drink more and eat less.
And so, Kathy, I think what you might be asking, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is one of the manifestations of dehydration is an irregular heartbeat. At least that is with me. If I get dehydrated, my heartbeat gets irregular. Is that one of your questions, Kathy? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And I do a lot of reading online, and there was one website that was talking about, and she made a comment that she noticed in her practice that if, especially if she could get people to drink a glass of water, a couple glasses in the early evening or before they went to bed, she seemed to have less people with heart attacks or their irregular heartbeat. And to me, I just thought, well, that's a real simple solution. If people would just drink a glass of water, at least before they went to bed.
Well, I agree. You know, again, I'm very careful about drinking half my body weight in pounds and ounces of water every day. I don't think it has to be at bedtime if you get it during the day.
And there's one benefit of drinking a great big glass of water at bedtime, right? Now you get more exercise. But in all seriousness, Dr. Shealy, irregular heartbeat and dehydration, do they go together?
Of course. But okay. Magnesium deficiency is a big cause. 80% of people we tested when we've done real testing show up as deficient in magnesium intracellularly.
And your view on magnesium is that it's best absorbed how, Dr. Shealy?
Through the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Far better
and what, absorbed
through the skin.
Okay, so for those who look at the vitamin contents, the percentages, the milligrams, the micrograms of the ingredients in a multiple vitamin, and they see that it has magnesium.
You're wasting your money.
Yeah, that was where I was going with this. So it really needs to be sprayed on or rubbed on, right?
Exactly.
Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what I do.
Absorption is decreased markedly if you have any fat, protein, or calcium in your gut at the same time.
Okay. So, Kathy, what I do is I spray it on. I believe Dr. Shealy likes the... the lotion, I like the spray, and every day. And if I take two showers a day, I get two sprays on my chest and my legs every day. Mrs. Finelli does it, and it absolutely works. If you'd like to hold, please hold, and we can talk more about this class with Kathy and Dr. Shealy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The driver taken into custody over the fatal Christmas parade crash in Waukesha, Wisconsin, left five people dead and dozens injured, has been identified.
We're no longer looking for a suspect vehicle. We do have a person in custody at the moment. but this is still a very fluid investigation.
Waukesha Police Captain Dan Thompson has identified the person of interest as 39-year-old Daryl Brooks. He is currently being questioned over the deadly crash on Sunday afternoon in the Milwaukee suburb. He has not been charged at this time. Unconfirmed reports coming from multiple sources says he has a lengthy criminal record and he may have been fleeing a knife fight from another location. A press conference is scheduled for 1 p.m. local time. Monday marks the deadline for millions of federal employees to prove that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. The mandate by President Biden was signed back in September. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border last week, another caravan with an estimated 2,000 people is approaching the border. Retired ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News it took only 9 months to destroy our secure border.
I wrote an op-ed a year ago saying Joe Biden become president, we lose control of the border, not just the illegal immigration. When you open the border like he has done, you open up just not the illegal immigration, you open up the illegal drug flow. Record amount of fentanyl has entered this country this year under that open borders that killed over 100,000 people. That number just came out. 100,000 overdose deaths. DEA says 95% of fentanyl comes to the southwest border. That shouldn't surprise anybody. As far as terrorism, when that border is vulnerable, you got 400,000 gotaways. Add to the 1.7 million they encountered, which is really 1.9. You add to the 400,000 gotaways, you take the fact that Border Patrol has already arrested 14 people on the FBI screening database. How many of that 400,000 were known suspected terrorists were also in that screening database? These are people that don't want to get caught. This border is more vulnerable right now than it's ever been. The Biden administration took the most secure border I've seen in my career and unsecured it within 9 months. Record number of illegal immigration, record number of drug flow. And look, when you open the border like that, record amount of COVID and other diseases come across that border. It's just not an illegal immigration issue anymore. It's a national security issue. It's a public safety issue because of the fentanyl that's come across that border and the criminals have come across the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Nora Sheila is medical doctor with us. Kathy is with us in Ohio. Kathy, any further questions, comments?
The only comment that I had, and I wanted to make sure I was correct, the magnesium, that was the magnesium chloride flakes.
Exactly. Is that much correct? Better than sulfate, yes.
Okay. Okay, that's all I have, but I thank you very much.
Have a
great
good
Kathy,
one.
Kathy, I got your email this morning, and you had some questions about timing and shortages. I don't know the timing. But we do. We do have some real serious shortages, and items are getting very, very hard to get. We wanted to buy a, we're working on a Jeep that's 25 years old, a real common Jeep. We needed a heater core for it. And, you know, the auto parts dealers are saying, boy, Jeep 25 years old, gosh, it's really hard to get parts for those Jeeps. You know, those Jeeps are as close to indestructible as automobiles have been made. And they last a really long time. And it's hard to get parts for them because, well, it's hard to get parts for all kinds of things. So to answer your question, Kathy, in class, I'm looking at the long term. I'm looking at the things that would be really terrible to be without. So, for example, a well pump or a well pressure tank or replacement plumbing parts, things that are showstoppers. You know, if you lose the well pump, then what do you do? And if the well pump supply store says, we'll place an order for that, you know, and we'll let you know when it comes in. I mean, that's unacceptable, right? So what we're doing is we're making sure that we have those things already in hand before we need them. So does that kind of answer your question, Kathy?
Yeah, absolutely. It does, Ben. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right, Kathy. Thank you so much for calling in and asking your very pertinent and important questions.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Kathy, USA Prepares instructor. Dr. Shealy, it's been a tough month for USA Prepares. I believe you met John Stattmiller, the owner of Republic Broadcasting Network, here at the farmhouse and at the expos. He would come up from Texas and...
yes, I am aware that he passed away.
Right, right. And they say of a massive heart attack. And there's not very much information about what happened. And then Kurt Wilson, another USA Prepares instructor, I got a call from his son about a week ago. And his son said that he was in intensive care at the hospital. He could not breathe. Kind of what Kathy was saying, and that he had a massive heart attack as well. And I'm just wondering, Dr. Shealy, do these seem like things that we could be breathing in the air? Because Kim of North Korea said publicly, the COVID can be in snow, falling snow. And we know that the virus survives a lot longer when it's cold than when it's warm. And I'm taking what he said to heart, because it seems to me that if you can lace the snow with the virus, and you can do it at night when the sun's ultraviolet rays don't kill the virus, you could spread the virus via snow. Your thoughts?
Well, there's no question. What I don't know, and I think is totally unavailable, is what this virus actually truly is, how much of it is a true virus, and how much of it is some kind of bioweapon.
You know, and when we see this COVID image on the Internet, it looks like a ball. And it looks like a ball that has spikes or... lots of legs around the entire surface area of the virus. And they call it a spike protein. And from what I understand, the spikes on this ball, which is the image of the virus, those spikes pierce other cells and destroy them. Is that what it does?
That's what I'm told.
Yep.
Again, I don't trust much of anything that for the last 2 years.
You know, it's an image, a real rough image of this. You know, remember a class when we were younger, those of us who were baby boomers, roughly that age, there was a game called Jax, and it had these little aluminum pieces that you would kind of spill on the ground, and they weren't sharp spikes, but they were dead spikes, and it's like swallowing one of those, you know, how much good would that do? It'd tear you up, right? And it's the kind of thing that if there was a bigger version, instead of maybe a 3/8 of an inch across, if it was an inch across and they were spilled on the road, there'd be flat tires by everybody that passed by them. Well, and that's kind of what we're talking about, the damage to the body, right? With what we've been led to believe. But we don't even know if that's true.
I don't trust the CDC or the FDA or the Department of Agriculture, so I don't know what is mm-hmm. going on.
Mm-hmm. I was reading about black licorice. And there is a Cleveland Clinic, .org, that says, if you treat yourself to black licorice, you may be causing yourself to have an irregular heartbeat. Do you think there's any truth in that, Dr. Shilley? I think there is.
Well, I have no idea. I mean, to me, the sugar in a lung would be why I've never eaten licorice, so I don't know.
Okay. If I were to have candy, that'd be like number one on my list, probably. Well, actually, chocolate would be number one. Number two would probably be black licorice. But I read a story about a guy that had, ate a pound or two of black licorice and died. Literally died. Now, I don't know if that's an anomaly. I don't know. But I... Here's something called Science Alert, and it says the FDA, now we don't totally trust those guys, do we? But it said if you're 40 or older, eating 2 ounces of black licorice a day for at least 2 weeks can land you in the hospital with an irregular heart rhythm or arrhythmia. It says 2 ounces is only about 5 Twizzler size ropes of licorice. Now, we're talking about the licorice, not, the cherry or the strawberry. We're talking about the licorice. So, class, maybe you should do your own research about that. And so I've crossed number 2 off the list and just chocolate. So now I just have 1 favorite rather than 2 favorites. So chocolate. And what about chocolate, Dr. Shealy? What are your thoughts about
dark chocolate? Is excellent, but... what's the sugar content?
Yeah, now chocolate is adulterated with sugar, right, and milk. But chocolate is well, my mother used to bake with something called, I think it was called baker's chocolate, and it was these ingots, if you will, of chocolate. And if you had a piece of that, you'd say, I don't think I want any more of that. It doesn't taste like, Nestle's milk chocolate or Hershey's milk chocolate. It was bitter. But, so are you saying that chocolate is okay, but it's the sugar in the chocolate that is the negative?
Yeah, well, that's what I know. It's the question of percentage of whatever you're getting. And I used to love the dark chocolate, but I don't eat it anymore because of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Charles had a question about colloidal gold, and you and I had talked about it a little bit months ago, that you were looking into colloidal gold, and I have a feeling that's why he was asking. What are your latest thoughts about colloidal gold?
Well, as far as I can tell, it does increase energy. It helps mental clearness and memory, and decreases pain and arthritis to some extent. That's all I can find about it, and we now need to carry it on our website, the Meso Gold. And I drink an ounce a day.
Okay. And is that your recommendation for most body weights, an ounce a day?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Shilley, when we treat animals, if we're going to give one of our cows is sick, and we want to give them vitamins intramuscularly. We do it by weight. But is that what medicine does for people? Do they always go by weight, or they just go by, well, 1 a day or 2 a day or something like that? Do they use weight as much as we do as farmers?
I don't think so. I don't think they pay near as much attention to weight in today's world, where 72% of people are overweight. A normal weight person surely needs quite a different amount of everything than someone who's 40 pounds or more overweight.
So if so, if you or I were given the average dose, we'd be overdosed.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Because neither one of us is...
I just found something very interesting. There's something used in licorice to sweeten it. It's glycerine or something like that. I've never heard of. It's not sugar, apparently. And it depletes you of potassium.
Huh. Okay. So, and I believe that's spelled GLYCYRHIZIN.
Yes. I don't know. I've never heard of it before, but it's obviously an artificial sweetener, and apparently its biggest problem is depleting you of potassium.
And would that correlate with an arrhythmia? Depleting potassium. Okay.
Of all the organs, I suppose the heart is most sensitive to potassium.
Okay. So, Class, if you want to look this up, you can look up black licorice and heart attack, black licorice heart rate, licorice heart attack, licorice heart palpitations. You can look up, you know, those kind of search keywords and see what you get. Has medicine changed, Dr. Shealy, since 1960 or the 1960s?
I'm sorry?
Has medicine changed since the 1960s, you know, overall?
Well, of course, I graduated in 1956, and I would say the biggest change is the pharmacomafia now owns the medical schools.
So does that mean that the medical schools are like learning, if someone wants to learn about software, they learn Microsoft products. So to go to medical school, you learn about the pharmacological products that you can prescribe? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's much less natural, if you will.
Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shirley, before I met you, I lived in Virginia. And my doctor was in his 80s. I believe he was about 88 at the time. And his office was at the end of a long hall, and his exam room was right next to his office. So he'd walk into the waiting room, sign in, if you will, and then when the nurse would say, "Okay, the doctor will see you now," and you would walk down the hallway, and his desk, all he did was turn right, and he'd watch you walk down the hallway. And I believe that he was doing his first part of analysis, diagnostics, etc., by watching your gait, your posture, the speed of your walking, you know, the way you held your head, etc. You think that's true?
Absolutely. No question about it.
Okay. And so Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, had his exam a couple days ago, and what was reported was that he was a little more stiff in his posture and his gait. Is that an indication? You know, lots of people think that he has Alzheimer's, dementia, at least some level of dementia, forgetfulness, not knowing where he has, fallen asleep, etc. Incontinence, literally, is the stiffness of gait, is that indicative of something medically?
Oh, yes. You know, it could be just arthritis, of course. But I think in his case, considering what comes out of his mouth, it is definitely not arthritis. It's brain rot of some kind. Mm-hmm. That's the kindest way I can put it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and you know, a lot of people feel the same way. I certainly do. The question about a doctor and doctor-patient relationship. So, Dr. Shetty, let's say a doctor has a routine patient, and all of a sudden that patient contracts something that is highly, highly contagious and dangerous, is it possible for that doctor to say, you know what, I can't see you anymore, you know, give them that 30-day notice, and still retain that medical license? Is that possible, or is it not possible?
Well, he would have to refer you, he or she would have to refer you to someone else to do that, yes.
Okay. But so, for example, if a patient came down with leprosy, the doctor could say, you know what, I'm not the guy for you anymore, and still refer that person and still keep his medical license, yes?
Well, I don't know what the extremes are. I've never seen a patient with leprosy in my life. I wouldn't know how to treat it, so I would definitely look for some kind of infectious disease person, I suppose.
Okay. And my question was, you know, can a doctor just terminate his relationship with a patient for a reason, whatever reason, and specifically, one of contagion, and still keep the medical license? Because I've been fired by a dentist, I've been fired by a couple doctors. it's your fault. It really is. Because Finelli, what are you doing? Well, I'm just following medical advice. That's what I'm doing. But you're not following our advice. dying and leaving one's body to science, Dr. Shealy. I've read several articles in the past about, you know, when you leave your body to science, and you know the family says, well, you know, he's brain dead. Let's do the best we can with him, and let somebody else have his body parts. Those body parts are harvested live, right? Without anesthesia, is that correct?
Well, it depends on what you die of. Personally, I have no plan of leaving my body for science. I figure I'll be 89 in another week, and I doubt my body would be that useful for them. Besides, I just want to be cremated and be done with it.
Why not just be buried, Dr. Shealy, without embalming?
I don't know. My mother, I think, convinced me of this, and I've all my life thought I would be cremated.
Okay. The reason I mention this is we have an instructor. His name is Roger. He hasn't been on the air with us for a long time. And, I talked to him about cremation years and years and years ago. And he said, heck, Vinny, dying's bad enough.
Well, once the body's dead, I don't care what happens to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's part American Indian, and there's a funeral pyre, and bodies put on logs, and it's incinerated. But I guess he's departing from that. Okay, Dr. Shealy, I really appreciate your advice, counsel, training, education, I was just wondering. Your daughter said to me one time, thank you for corralling my dad. Do you know what she meant? I've been thinking about this for years. Do you have any quick thoughts of what she meant? Thank you for corralling my dad.
I haven't the slightest idea, but she is quite a daughter.
Yeah, please ask her. I'd love to know what she meant. Thank you, Dr. Shealy.
Have a good one.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.